Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about 10 GitHub repositories crucial for mastering large language models. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. This sounds like a great way to stay updated in the ever-evolving world of LLMs. So, what's the first repo we should know about?
First up is Bresh HQ Prompt Engineering. It's the place to hone your prompt engineering skills. Absolutely essential for getting the most out of LLMs like GPT-4.
Prompt engineering, right? It's more than just asking a question, isn't it? It's about crafting effective prompts to get specific desired outputs. Any other standout features of that repo?
Exactly. It's packed with practical tips, tricks, and diverse use case examples, covering everything from summarization and coding to, get this, creative writing. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. So, where should we go next on our LLM learning journey?
Next, Mlaban/LMM course. This one's a comprehensive course, perfect for all levels. Tutorials, projects, hands-on exercises. It's got the whole shebang.
A whole course? Impressive. Sounds like a great way to build a solid foundation. Does it lean more towards theory or practical application?
It strikes a good balance between both, covers the theoretical foundations, and then dives right into practical applications. Great for beginners, and equally valuable for pros wanting to go deeper.
Got it. Now, for someone who wants to stay on the bleeding edge of LLM research, what do you recommend?
Definitely Hannibal 046, Awesome LLM. Think of it as your one-stop shop for everything LLMs. Research papers, tools, frameworks, tutorials, you name it, it's probably there.
Sounds pretty awesome to me. Is it actively maintained?
Yes, regularly updated with the latest models, tools, and research. Perfect for keeping your finger on the pulse of the LLM world.
Staying updated is key in this rapidly changing field. Now, what if I'm particularly interested in LLM agents?
Then WooD LLM Agent Paper List is your goldmine, a curated list of research papers specifically on LLM-based agents, a must-have for anyone exploring this fascinating area.
LLM agents are definitely a hot topic. Anything for the data scientists in the house?
Absolutely. A Vorsten Bosch Masterclass LLMs for Data Science is tailored for them. It's like an ebook covering prompt engineering, local LLMs, RAG, and more. Plus, exercises with solutions.
I like the sound of exercises with solutions. Practical learning is so important. What about seeing LLMs in action? Real-world applications.
For that, check out Shubham Sabu Awesome LLM Apps. It's a showcase of LLM-based apps built with OpenAI, Anthropic, Gemini, and various open-source models. Really inspiring stuff.
Real-world applications are always a good source of inspiration. What about multimodal LLMs?
Venturing into the multimodal realm? BradyFU/AwesomeMultimodalLargeLanguageModels is your guide. Papers, tools, datasets, everything you need to explore this cutting-edge space.
Multimodal is definitely the future. Any resources tied to published books?
Hands-on LLM, hands-on large language models. The official repo for the O'Reilly book of the same name. Practical examples and projects galore.
Sounds very hands-on. I like it. What if I'm aspiring to be an LLM engineer?
Sylph AI Inc. LLM Engineer Handbook, your comprehensive guide to everything LLM engineering, from training to deployment. Essential reading for any aspiring LLM engineer.
A whole handbook? That's a valuable resource. Now, for the truly ambitious, what about building an LLM from scratch?
RASBT LLMs from scratch will walk you through building a ChatGPT-like model in PyTorch. A deep dive into the inner workings of LLMs. Not for the faint of heart.
Wow, that's intense. Thanks for this whirlwind tour of essential LLM GitHub repositories. This is definitely a lot to explore.
You're welcome. This collection of repositories truly offers something for everyone, from beginners to seasoned LLM practitioners. It's a fantastic starting point for your journey into the exciting world of large language models. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. Until next time, happy coding and exploring.
Goodbye.